Merry Christmas.
No. All right, I want you to do one round of applause, okay, to our Christmas theme, Christmas in the Heart theme, beginning from, especially for Chiwe. Let's give him a big hand. I know many people involved in the actors, actresses, from the design to the production to where? Okay, to the ushers, to everyone, okay, for office teams, everyone, all right? And I heard from Chiwe that is Chi during, still under confinement, she was preparing, editing all those, right? Okay, one more time. Give everybody a big hand, especially all of you who have brought your friends, okay? Last Christmas. Last Christmas Sunday was also the last Sunday of the year 2022, all right? I better say it right, 2022. Tongue twist, all right, now. I also like to welcome, okay, a few people, okay, in our midst. All right, I know there are friends and family who are here. Okay, friends and family from Medan, from Australia, okay? And right at the back from Kapalabatas, okay, Joyce, right? Okay, let's give her a big hand. Let me see. Yoping from Kuala Lumpur brought her relative cousin and auntie as well. Who else that I miss? Is there anyone here? Okay. This morning I also want to introduce to you Pastor Lawrence and Elise. Okay, welcome them. They're joining us. Okay, we're part of our team, all right? And okay, let's give them a big hand. Zhang Hua Yi. Okay, say, Xin Nian Kuai Le. Okay, Xin Nian Kuai Le. So we're going to preach in our Kensing, okay, service, all right now. Especially want to welcome my elder son. Okay, that's David. And my daughter-in-law, that's Dory. Okay, let's give them a big hand. Say hi. Okay. Now, some of you have not seen them for the longest time. Yes, all right. I'm so happy, all right? So because father-in-law now, you know, father-in-law, okay. All right, praise the Lord, huh? Now, this morning, okay, as we sing the song, you hear an announcement, okay, one of the things that I want to highlight is also the theme, okay, miracles. I'm going to unpack a few more, okay, now, that is where we all, okay, you're eating, still eating, right, still eating. You all the Christmas going on, Chinese New Year is coming soon. You're going to eat non-stop, all right? So next week, with this 1 week, okay, you will keep us healthy. You're going to fast for 5 days, okay? Easy breeze, okay? 5 days, all right? Now, on top of the fasting, okay, is that we come together, okay, to pray, all right? That's where somehow you tune your heart and spirit, okay? You want to grow spiritually, okay? You not only that, okay, in terms of emotionally, okay, mentally, and of course, you're also thinking about physically, right? Get slim and fit and strong. All right, now, we all those that said, we want to thank Pastor Steve, okay, for every year, okay, now challenging us, not only to us, right, for all over, worldwide, okay, in our every nation, okay, movement. Now, so, yesterday, how many of you say goodbye to 2020? 2022? Now David come back, my tongue twist, called David, Derek, Deborah, or Dory, okay. All right, praise the Lord. Dixon, no, okay. All right, so we say goodbye to 2022. I hope 2022 has been an eventful year for you. Okay, some up, some down, okay, it's okay. But let's say hello to 2023 so that we can move forward, amen? All right, now, so by saying that, okay, with the team that we are having that is called Miracles, say with me, Miracles. I'm going to believe, Lord, miracles, okay, for everyone, okay, of us. So in our every nation world, January 9th to 13th, which is a 5 days of fast and pray, okay, there will be, this prayer digital booklet, okay, that, okay, your leader is going to share with you or go to the, our Facebook, okay, that you can download, okay, get from leaders. That is the best, all right, now. So with this, we're going to start our first worship prayer night. I want to highlight that. We're going to make a change, okay, in our worship prayer night. Okay, we'll have one worship prayer night church-wide, okay, only one, all right? The second one, that's where I'm going to meet leaders, okay? I find that year come, as age catch up, I need to spend time with leaders. So the second one, okay, we'll do a leader session. So there's only one, okay, for everyone, which means we have 12. I hear from Chiwi just now. He said, put in your bucket list, okay? Put in your calendar, put in your phone. Okay, there are only 12. Okay, I'm challenging you to come, okay, to this 12, okay, worship prayer night. Let's worship together. Okay, let's pray together. And that is very, okay, important. All right? So tell your neighbor left and right, set your first Thursday, okay, to come together to pray. Okay, some of you lunch. Some of you say, do you want to come or not? Okay. Okay. 1st January is the best. Okay. You set your calendar right and then you'll be there. All right. Now, let me begin. Every service, what else? Event, movies, okay, that we attend. Somehow, when we go back to the car, I'll normally ask my children, okay, what is one thing that you learn, okay, today? All right, or in the movie, what's the best thing for you? My daughter will ask, which is the best character you like? You know, we'll ask all these questions and then we will talk about it and all those, all right? But there's one time we came back from service, yes. My daughter was with me. Where's Deborah? Okay, when my wife was with me and her friends was in the car. I said, Deborah, what do you learn in kids today? This was a number of years ago. I said, Deborah, what do you learn, okay, today in the kids? And she was so good. She gave me this answer. Nothing. I said, what? You learn nothing in the church today? I said, Daddy, I haven't finished yet. I learned nothing is impossible with God. I hope she don't ask me, okay, today, Daddy, what are you going to preach today? Nothing. Because with God, nothing will be impossible. Okay, why do I say that? Because I'm going to take from this scripture that says, Luke chapter 1, verse 37, that says, for nothing will be impossible with God. Interesting, right? Every time we say, nothing is impossible. But in verse 37 says, for nothing will be impossible, okay, with God. All right? Why I'm going to entitle, okay, this message as this. Why? Because we are preparing for miracles. Okay, today's message introduction, okay, to prepare us, okay, for miracles, can? All right, what were we expecting? How should be our posture be? My heart, spirit, and so on, all right? So today I'm going to talk about, okay, from here, okay, which means when you look at this word nothing and the word impossible, somehow your mind, I don't know, what comes first, okay, when you think about this word, okay, nothing. So when you think about that, this word nothing, in other words, nothing is too great, nothing is too big, okay, nothing is too difficult, okay, for God, okay, to do the impossibilities, okay, for each and every one of us. Okay, good amen, all right? So that means there's nothing too great beyond God's ability. Amen? Wow, some of you are thinking about, wow, 2022 is so tough. What is 2023? Yesterday I heard some news say, wow, the way the economy is going to come. Okay, this coming year, okay, and the world, okay, the global, how it's going to hit, all right, and so on and so on. Friends, nothing will be impossible, okay, with God. Take note about this, all right. Now, when you think about that, my question will be that, what will be the worst scenario, okay, in one's life? Worst scenario you can think of, okay, the worst that you can think of, right? Is it that no food, no money, no job, no spouse? No, you get married, okay, all right? Or what is it? No life? Now, when I think about the ministry of Jesus, and what will be the worst scenario of people in the Bible when Jesus' time, all right, that he will go and minister to them, right? There was this pattern of people who die and Jesus went to raise the dead. And I want to single out these three. Today, I'm going to talk a bit more, all right, some of the miracles that take place and then help us, okay, to prepare, okay, for the year, okay, of miracle. So at least three times, Jesus invaded the domain of death that have robbed the hope, continue from Christmas, from the hope, the joy, and the future of one's life. All right, the story of Jesus, okay, how he raised people from death. So quickly, these three as introduction. Okay, number one, Jesus raised Jairus' daughter. What's the story about? Okay, there was this Jairus, okay, who is the ruler of synagogue. All right, so now he came to Jesus. He was on his knee, okay, praying and implore, okay, wanting to Jesus, you must come to my home, okay, because he had only one daughter and at 12 years age and she was dying. Right? So that means there's no more hope. He come to a place that only Jesus, okay, can do this miracle. And the story goes in such a way that while he was still speaking to Jesus, someone came from the home, okay, from ruler's home. That means he has many servants and said, your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher anymore. No point in asking Jesus to come anymore because your daughter is dead. But Jesus, on hearing this answer, hearing him, he said, do not fear, only believe because, okay, she is well. And they continue. The story goes that Jesus came and said, do not weep. Everybody is crying already. All right, but she is not dead. This is what Jesus says. She is not dead. And people laugh, okay, at Jesus, knowing that she was dead, by taking her by the hand and called, child, arise. And the spirit returned and got up at once. And he directed that something should be given her to eat. She's hungry. All right, now, here is a scenario. Jesus raised Jairus' daughter, just died. All right, just died. Second scenario, okay, the story of Jesus raising the dead. The second one, Jesus raises the widow's son in the town called Nain. Okay, some of you have not heard this word Nain. Say with me, Nain. It's a very interesting, okay, it's a message by itself, okay, but I just want to draw attention, okay, about this scenario, okay. Jesus, okay, came to this town called Nain. The disciples crowd were with him, and then a man, and as he draw near to the gate, so he's coming, and he's at the near the gate, and then there was this procession. What procession is this? Funeral. Oh, Pastor talk about funeral on 1st January. Okay, now, there was this miracle that's going to take place, all right? So this man who had died carried out the only son of his mother, and she was also a widow. Can you see the scenario? What's the worst scenario that you have for 2022, all right? So we're entering this year, 2023. So this is what hope can this mother has? The son, the hope of his future, all right now. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. Can you see the procession that's going on? And what Jesus did was he came and touched the bier, not drink beer, huh? Okay, touched the edge, okay, of the stretcher they are carrying. And then he said, young man, I say to you, arise. Young man, this dead man sat up and began to speak. Is it going to shock you? All right. So this is another. Okay, so fear seized them all and they glorify God. A great prophet has risen among us. And they said this. The whole kampong, Nain, the town said, God has visited his people. How many of you like Jesus to visit you? You're probably shocked, okay, in your life. Okay, now, the third scenario. Okay, Jesus raising the dead. What is the worst scenario, okay, in your life? Jesus raised his friend Lazarus. We know all this story about Lazarus. But interesting story. You look at the story. It's such. Jesus came and he found Lazarus already been in the tomb for 4 days, my friend. 4 days. I was asking, is it Dr. Isaac? Okay, when a person died, how long can you keep the body? Okay, our doctor says, by the second or third day. Okay, if it's weather is hot, okay, touching will come out. So this is the fourth day, all right? It's the fourth day. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, which means Jesus was not, okay, in Bethany. He was in Jerusalem. It was 2 miles off. How far is 2 miles? Everybody can tell me. 1 mile is about 1.6 kilometers. 2 miles will be 3.2 kilometers. How long it takes for you to walk? Walk, not run. Walk 3.2 kilometers. 1 kilometer for a normal man takes you about 15 minutes. 15, slow walk, 15 minutes. Okay? 1 kilometer. So 3.2, the most you walk, okay, so 45, give an hour. Come on, man, 1 hour. But Jesus did not come after the fourth day. Okay, what's the message there, right? So we know in that story, okay, Martha said, Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. For even now, I know whatever you ask from God, God will give to you. So Martha had this belief, all right, now. Jesus said, your brother will rise again. Martha said to you, I know, okay, that you will rise again. I know, okay, the resurrection, the last day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in him, though he die, he shall live. All right? So these three scenarios. Now, quickly, yeah? In this, what's the message here? Friends, it doesn't matter your scenario is such, the worst ever happened to you, just happened. Because Jairus' daughter just died, all right? The second one, it happened long enough. Because when a person died, you have to, out of the death bed, you got to put it on the death cloth, clothes, and then put and stretch it out, all right? So it happened long enough. The third one, the Lazarus, okay, 4 days already passed, okay, which means there's no way. It's impossible. Okay, whatever your scenario is, my friends, okay, what is the miracle you are looking for, all right? Now, is it too late, okay, for God to do whatever that he needed to do? Okay, this is a lesson that we all got to learn, okay? This is also a leadership principle, okay? At life, when we do, we can get so anxious, okay, of things that are taking place. But one thing we forget, okay, that is to go, okay, to Jesus. Okay, with that, nah, let's look at, just this verse over that story is that, you know, the other one, he said, your daughter has not died. This one is, you say, Lazarus has died. For your sake, I am glad. Are you surprised with what Jesus said? He died already. I'm so happy, man. You die already. This is what Jesus said, right? Lazarus has died. For your sake, I'm glad. Why? Because sometimes we try so hard, all right, that we don't depend on God. Something has to take place that God is so happy that now that you come, okay, to the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you think about your year 2022, how was it? Some happy, some sad. But what about you entering the year 2022 as regards to your job? You lost job or you got promotion, all right? Business, you lost business or you gain, all right? Family, how's your spouse? How's your parents? How's your children, all right? Sometimes you look at church, wow, so many things need to be done, all right? But whatever you look at it today, past, today, and future, let me tell you, there is nothing is impossible with God. Can I go to amen? All right, so as we enter this new year and this new year series called Miracles, all right? Now, today, my goal is that create that appetite in each and every one of us. Let's expect for miracles. So to expect for miracles means what is dead, okay, in our life? What is impossible, okay? When you look at things, what is impossible? So today's message is to prepare, okay, each and every one of us, how to prepare, okay, for miracles. I'm going to relate, okay, at least 4 stories, okay, for each and every one of us, all right? Are you ready? Right, this first story, the story of Abraham and Sarah. How old was Abraham? 100 years old. You know this story. How old was Sarah? 90 years old. What do you expect for a grandfather and grandmother, 100 years old and 90 years old, to have a baby? How can you imagine? Can you imagine Abraham coming one morning, he comes in or whichever, come back from work, go enter into a tent and ask, Sarah, you're going to get pregnant. Okay, nobody laugh. It's okay. Look at this, before this. Okay, so the scenario is that, okay, that they are barren, right? Now, you know how the baby come about? Yeah, the first thing from this story, okay, look at this. Okay, now, verse 17, Genesis 17, you can go and read, okay, Genesis chapter 11 onwards, all right? Now, Abraham fell on his face. You know why? Because the angel came and told him this news. By next year, okay, your wife is going to be pregnant. And here Abraham fell on his face. I don't know. Okay. And then he laughed and said to himself, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? All of us think that Sarah laughed, right? But actually, Abraham laughed first, all right? Now, and then in chapter 18, so Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I have worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? Friends, husband and wife, you know, 100 years old. Sometimes you pass a certain age, your spouse not even 1, 2, all right? Sorry. Okay, now. So here is story of Abraham and Sarah. They have passed the possibilities. No way. When Deborah was born, Mio was, can I say, you were 41 or 42? Well, you know, okay, my daughter answered. For us Asian, when you reach end of late 30s, our parents already warned us not to have baby at late 30s, all right? So here was, okay, Abraham and Sarah's situation, which means what is God trying to tell us? We have to reach time of impossibilities. That you know God is the God of miracles. It's beyond human, okay, works. Friends, I want to tell you that sometimes we try so hard. Abraham and Sarah, knowing the promise, they try so hard. 100 years. Probably some of us have been trying so hard. But the key when they look at Abraham and Sarah is looking at their own life. What's the first thing that they do? They laugh. Let's practice laugh. You try so hard, man. All right, it's already, it's impossible. Let's laugh. Practice laughing. It will remove all your stress, anxiety, and watch out. Okay, you're going to have your miracle. Amen? You're going to have your first baby. Hallelujah. Laugh. Yes, it removes all your stress. When you laugh, you know, I'm of course getting you to practice laugh, but when you laugh at something, they know this is joke lah. Cannot happen lah. But let me tell you the beauty and the power, okay, when you laugh and recognize that it's not our work, it has to be God. We try so hard, that's our energy. But let me tell you, he has to be God, because with man, it is impossible, but with God, it is possible. What happened after 9 months? Isaac came. All right, Isaac came. All right, second story. It's a story of Elijah and Elisha. Are they brothers? No. Okay, provided you don't know, want to name your two sons, okay, you can name Elijah and Elisha. I don't know two of them will fight or not. You think two of them will fight? Yes, for sure. All right, now. So here's a story of Elijah and Elisha. I want to tell you that part of the story where Elisha, they go to Elijah and say, give me what? Okay, not money, huh? Okay. Give me double portion, okay, of your spirit. All right, now. So the scripture that goes and says, they have crossed and Elijah said to Elisha and said, ask, what shall I do for you before I'm taken from you? And Elisha said this, please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me. And he said, you have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. If you do not see me, it shall not be so. So here is a story, okay, about Elisha, asking of Elijah, okay, I want double portion of your spirit, which means I want double portion, okay, of the anointing that is upon you. But it's also a leadership, okay, story is such that Elijah is like the older generation. Elisha is the new generation of the next generation. Which generation are you in? Yes, the young generation. I pray, okay, everybody comes to every nation, Penang, all look young. Okay, praise the Lord. All right, now. Friends, you are the young generation. You are the next generation. Friends, if you know that you are the old generation, we are to pass on. We got to release. You got to ask the next generation, what do you need? What do you want? All right? So, which means the second thing to your miracle is to ask. And Elijah knew what to ask. He asked for the double portion of the Spirit of God. Are you amen? So, it all begins with your desire. It all begins, what do you want? And you must ask, okay, the Lord. Elijah prayed and he asked, give me a double, okay, of the anointing. Okay, of double portion of the spirit, okay, of Elijah. All right, now if you know the story, Elijah performed 7 major miracles, which means when he said that, the Bible is very true, and Elijah performed 14, okay, major miracles. We have no time to go into all those 14 or 7. But friends, when he reached the 13 major miracles, he died. Probably the enemies are laughing away. 13, you say double 13 and didn't reach 14. You missed one. How many people have ridiculed you, something like that? You say what you want to do, but you didn't do. Or you miss it, or you fail. Friends, even when Elisha died, and the Bible recorded a story, okay, which is found in 2 Kings, okay, chapter 13. The story talked about grave diggers. And they were burying, okay, a man, and we are burying that. Elisha's tomb was nearby. And when they saw the raiders are coming, this grave digger saw the raiders are coming, they got to hide because otherwise they would die as well, all right? So when they want to go to the hide, they take the body of the young man and then they throw into Elisha's tomb and touch the bone. And then this dead man stood up. Did I give you a scripture? Okay. This man stood up, okay, and then, okay, alive. That was the 14 miracles, major miracles of Elisha. So sometimes when we look at it, friends, young man, young woman, what are you asking of the Lord? Sometimes when you're young, when you look at the older, whoa, Pastor Jonathan do so many things, I don't want to. Where's energy come from? Okay, now, friends, young men, young women, right? Ask of the Lord, okay, the double portion of the anointing, okay, of God that come upon you. So when you think about those, when you revisit, nowadays people are asking me, okay, Pastor, how you do that, okay? How you get all this energy? So some of these young men that come and ask me, wow, where you get all those energy? Sometimes I look at it, for me, what I want to look back, okay, if I were the time to go back to the Bible, I want to visit the upper room, okay, which we go. But if we can travel time, I want to see how the Holy Spirit come upon the people. And there were 120 of them. And they were, what were they doing? They were praying. Friends, tell your neighbor life, right? What are they doing in the upper room? They were praying. And they were seeking. And they were waiting. And the power on high came, okay, upon them. I don't know what you want, okay, to revisit, or you want to draw, okay, the people that is, okay, before you. You know, I was thinking about this, thinking about with God, nothing will be impossible. I was thinking, if I were to draw what God can do, okay, what would that be? How to draw? And I realized that the drawing will be this. Can you see it? Nothing. What does that mean? All right. If you have God and you come to Him, you cannot come out with nothing. There's nothing, all right, God cannot do. So what cannot do? Nothing. There's nothing that God cannot do. Just praying with language. Okay, now. Friends, if you come and pray, you don't go home with nothing. If you are saying that, God, I want to put aside my time for you, surely something will come up and not nothing. All right? True is that sometimes you hear people, I pray so many times. I tried this, I tried that. Friends, I don't have all the answers, but I know if we can be patient a bit more, all right, and be consistent and be faithful, friends, okay, there will be amazing things, okay, that are going to take place. Okay, story number three, as we go on that. The story of Elijah and his servant. I don't know whether you have read this story. It's really amazing, all right? And you see nothing. But then Elijah continued, okay, to pray. Now, this is a story about Elijah has prophesied and there's a drought, okay, in the land, all right? Now, so you come to this part of the story in 1 Kings chapter 18. Okay, Elijah said to Ahab, go eat and drink, for there is the sound of the abundance of rain. Okay, so not famine, this drought, okay, we'll call lead with famine, drought, no rain for 3.5 years. Okay, sometimes things you are doing, you already waited for 3.5 years, maybe some of you 10 years, 20 years, I do not know. But if you have faith, you will hear first. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the message of God. And here was Elijah. Drought. He heard the sound of rain. That means they don't see rain for 3.5 years. So Ahab went up to eat and drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees. Friends, we can go on living every day, whatever you do. All right? But the prophet Elijah went up to the mountain. Friends, I encourage you to come up to level 5. We can pray, all right? Now, they don't have leaf. We got leaf, all right? He had to climb out. All right, now, go up. They told his servant, go up and look at the sea. And the servant went and looked. And what did they say? What did the servant came back? Nothing. Sometimes we pray, right? How? Nothing. How many times have you prayed? Once. Once only. All right now. Here was, and the seven times. Can you imagine? Elijah praying in on his knee. His head between his knee and he's praying. I don't know how you pray. You want to pray like Elijah? Okay, you can do that. Huh? But I know when we pray, like when we stand up, or you'll suck it. Okay, now. He told his servant, go! Go up now. Look toward the sea. How many times did he did? Seven times. At the sixth time coming, nothing. How can it be? We believe in a God of miracles. How can it be? So at the seventh time, he said, go again. And there it came to pass the seventh time, and he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stop. What does that mean? It's a sea. Okay, the size of the cloud as small as a man's hand. Okay. Show me your hand, your palm. That is the size. Look far. You know what was the response of Elijah? Elijah is like, whoa! Get ready and run! Because no rain for 3.5 years, my friend. So let's see. Now it happened in the meantime, the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. And Ahab, okay, because before that, he told the servant, quickly go and tell Ahab, start running. Okay, and Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. And then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab, okay, to the entrance of Jezreel. Friends, when he saw that the rain is coming, you know, for them, when the rain is coming, you know what does that mean? Flood. Blood is coming. So he get up, the power of the hand of God upon him, he ran. Wow, I should have read this earlier, okay, before December 11. Then I finished my race. The marathon faster than was. Okay, all right now. Anyway, so he got up and ran ahead of Ahab. King Ahab, he got chariot. This one he ran, okay. So while he praying and he saw that he heard, he ran. Friends, he ran with the answers, bringing answers. He ran, okay, miracle is coming. How many of you want to run and the miracle is following you? There's one time, it's AJ here, okay. There's one time, okay, we reach out to Kanga, he has back to Nepal. He said, Pastor, you got to pray for us. I have this farm, it's dry, no rain for the past, I don't know how many, because my land, my ground, the soil is cracking. Pastor, can you pray, okay, for me, okay, for the family or the farm? I said, okay. At that time, AJ family is coming, okay, which is Joy, and the daughter's name is Rain. I said, AJ, you better pray because your daughter is coming, Rain. Kanga need rain. So he prayed. Midnight, Kanga messaged me, Pastor, ask AJ to stop praying. Flood now. I said, whoa. We were in Dubai once. So we were eating and we don't know what to choose, all right? And then the waiter was hearing our conversation orders. Then he proposed to us, teh tarik in Dubai. Who? You know teh tarik? Yes, this one is teh tarik. Then I asked him, because out of that desert, I said, how many times it rained per year? And his reply was once a year. I said, when it's once a year, you must be very happy. He said, no, when it rains, we all run. Oh, true. Because when it rains, because it's all sand, there's no catchment, it will be flood. And this flood will kill, all right? That's why they run, right? So, think about it. So, here was, okay, the story, okay, of Elijah. What did he do? He prayed. Did he pray? Yes. The answer come? No. He prayed again. How many times? Of course, 7 is the perfect number. But again and again, we pray until, okay, God answers. Okay, amen? All right, now. Next. Last story, and then we're going to end. All right? So James 5, when you look at New Testament, okay, what did James wrote? Okay, now, what did James write? Verse 16, 17, okay? Elijah was a man with a nature like us. You want to think how Elijah looked like? You look at your neighbor. 2 eyes, 1 nose. 1 mouth, 2 hands. He don't have extra hand. Okay, extra leg, extra tongue. No. Same like you. He also pray. All right? So the same nature. Elijah and you and I, same. What's the difference? He prayed fervently, okay, that it might not rain. Because for 3 hours. Then he prayed again. Then the rain came. Right now. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. Can you imagine? Changes in the heaven. He prayed on earth. Changes in heaven. Water comes down. Rain comes down. And the land bear fruit. Very real. Right? Now, last story. The story of Jesus and the fishermen. Can I reaching time? Okay, give me 5 minutes and then we end. All right? The story of Jesus and the fishermen. We read that story, okay, in the last December. You did that, okay? Ned preached that right now. I want to recollect some of the stories here, the miracle that took place right now. Here's a story about Simon, Peter, have been catching fish the whole night, all right? Now, when he has stopped, when Jesus stopped speaking, okay, to Simon, okay, whatever the conversation that took place, Jesus said this, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to Jesus, Master, we have toiled all night and caught. That is Jesus' specialty, right? Nothing, okay, is impossible. The moment you say nothing, please wait for a miracle. You got increment or not? Nothing. Wait for increment, huh? It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, okay? Got bonus or not? Okay, better say nothing. Okay, because it's coming. All right, now. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. Wow. Because in our mind is nothing, but God has abundance. Imagine that. All right, how many of you have wanted nothing? Okay, wait, this year. Coming. All right, now. They toy all night. What's the story about? Okay, here was Jesus telling Simon to launch, okay, out. Okay, some of the things that caught my attention is that, what did Jesus tell Simon to do? Launch out? Did he launch? Yes, all right. How many nets you supposed to take? He said, let down your nets. More than one. Well, what did Simon do? Okay, they only let down one net, and their net was breaking. Their net, only one net, was breaking. Jesus told him to use all your nets, but he only let go one. He only let go one. All right? Now, what is that story all about? Sometimes, okay, not sometimes, yeah, maybe sometimes, right? But the scenario is such that Simon, Peter, has worked all night with the rest of the fishermen, with the rest of the disciples. When you work all night and catch nothing, you're so tired and discouraged, don't you? You've been working, you know, years after years, and you don't see result. And Jesus gave that word because nothing is his God's specialty, all right? And now, to go out again, bring all this net out. Friends, we are fishermen. Jesus, you are carpenter. What carpenter going to teach me as fishermen? We are skilled fishermen. You are carpenter. What you know about fishing? You see that? So, sometimes we have this mentality. And here is, you only take one net. Because for them to, when they bring back the net, friends, if you don't catch fish, what do you catch? Grass, seaweed. Today we got what? Got sleeper. Okay. Tire. Okay. Bottle. Okay. Whatever. You have to clean them. And to try to untie strings alone. String, how you're going to untie them and to clean them. It's not easy, my friend. All right. And then, is that a story? Okay, continue. So, the catch was so great, they have to signal their parents, they have to signal their partners, okay, on the other boat to come and help. And they came, they filled with the boats so that they began to sing. Wow. What an amazing catch. Friends, sometimes it's not about the church, whether we can fill up people. It's not about the life group that we are working on, but you hear the heartbeat of what Jesus is, we need to reach a loss. We need to engage a loss. Okay, if this place is too small, this morning in the breakfast, Pastor, your place too small. I say, okay, next week we get a bigger place. Right? Okay, so hear the heartbeat, okay, of Jesus. Right? Sometimes we think about the trouble of, well, clean up again, arrange again, do this, do that. Wow, friends, it's not about the cleaning. All right, it's about, okay, the people that we're going to meet and engage. Each time when I meet people, I see tons of potential. Sometimes to tell them, they will scare them out of their daylight. I don't know. All right. But they hear my heartbeat, I know. Okay, now. So here is the story. Okay, four stories that we can relate. Okay, get ready for miracles. Good, amen? All right, so what we have gone through so far. Okay, so with that, Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. Because they now have this catch in their whole life. Okay, from now on, you don't catch fish anymore. Okay, you're going to catch men. Good, amen? So they forsook all they have, and then they follow Jesus. Now, what have I learned so far? Number one, love, my friend. You look at what Pastor talking today, Kenna. The favorite word last Christmas is unyabo. True or not? Yeah, start laughing, man. Start laughing. Look at your life group. Laugh, man. Yeah, look at your family. Ayo, where is this family going to go? Ayo, laugh, man. All right. Yeah, look at your business and your job. Ayo, okay, day in, day out. When you look at, you see the boss. Alama, okay, you see your workers. You don't know where is it going. Friends, start laughing first. And then ask. Ask of God. Be like Elijah. Ask a double portion. You will come. Right? Pray. Not only pray. Pray again. Because Elijah, pray again. Right? And then you act upon it. Did Simon, Peter continue to argue with Jesus, debate with Jesus? We told all night, you know. You great clever. He said, at your word, I will act upon it. According to your word, I will act upon it. Right? So, prepare for miracles. Amen. All right, let's stand, let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I want to commit all of us into your hands. As we enter this year, today is 1st January 2023, and our global, okay, every nation has chosen this theme called miracles. Today, I pray that each and every one of us, Father, that we gird ourselves, our heart, our spirit, prepare for miracles that to come by, okay, our life. Father God, probably some of us, we will pray something like, Lord, I don't know anything yet. Lord, I don't see anything yet. Lord, I only see, probably you only see the size of a small hand. But Father God, I know nothing is your specialty. Nothing, okay, with God, nothing will be nothing is impossible, okay, with you. Father God, I pray and ask, whatever scenario we are in the past, Father, help us to laugh. Help us, Lord, to take away our stress. Help us, Lord, to take away, okay, probably we were too hard on ourselves and forgetting that the resources that you have. Father, help us, Lord, to hear, help us, Lord, to see, okay, what you're going to do, okay, in our life this year. Father God, I pray, I ask, for many of us probably were praying for our family members. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, for salvation, for our friends, for our family, for our distant family. Father, I pray, we ask. So when we ask, Lord, help us to learn to receive. Sometimes we ask and we've forgotten to receive. Just like the example that Elijah showed us, he prayed and quickly asked the servant to go and check. Father, I pray that we also do the same. When we pray, we also ask. We don't see, we pray again, and we go and check and ask. And be like Peter, who act upon according to your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I give thanks for all of us as we prepare ourselves and ready for the year 2023. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I give thanks and I pray this in Jesus' name. Everybody say, amen. Amen.